Eastern Palliative
okay,
Care
almost
is
on.
A not-for-profit service which offers a full range of support programs with the aim of improving the quality of life of individuals and the families of those suffering life-limiting or terminal illnesses.
Yes, here at Valley FM 99.1, the Eastern Palliative Care Show, and this week I've got Tim on the phone, and Tim is a photographer, or what they call a smile maker. How are you going, Tim?
I'm great, Greg. How are you?
Oh, yeah, pretty good. And I've actually been looking forward the whole series to this particular interview because I'm a photographer myself and would just love to talk to another photographer about how they deal with those things. But before we get into the nitty-gritty of that, I want to know a bit more about Tim. How did you travel your journey of being a photographer and then getting involved later with EPC?
Well, Greg, I guess my photographic journey started, you know, probably very early on, you know, sort of around the age of about seven. I remember being given, you know, the first of a Kodak camera.
A box brownie.
Cartridge. Yeah. Dropped the cartridge in and did the, you know, going around taking the photos. I'm not sure necessarily whether they were brilliant or what they were, but I remember the notion of doing it, popping it in the film bag, taking it to the chemist, and then you know, waiting a week or so before the images came back, and the surprise of, oh, I've got some great stuff, or that didn't quite work out as well as it should have done. But that sort of, you know, brings me to the sort of like the first part of my photographic journey as I sort of started, and then I guess from then things progressed into, you know, other levels of cameras, and I guess just trying and doing what a lot of people do is just to, you know, read books and explore and understand and try different bits and pieces. And so I guess sort of photographically for me, it's been a bit of a journey of using photography through travel, holidays and experience just to, you know, to be able to grow those skills.
Yeah. Did you have any photographers from around the world that you discovered that sort of really energized the way you took photos?
I guess there's a few of them that sort of kick around, and some people will know and others perhaps less so, but internationally I suppose, you know, Steve McCurry's a favorite of mine. I love his travel photographies and portraits and those sorts of things, and then more locally I guess I've had the chance to come across Bruce Possel and have been around and seen some of his work as that's progressed through as a, you know, I guess an image maker, a storyteller that's seen, I guess, many images recorded and shown in news publications like The Age.
Yeah.
And so I used to look forward to seeing Bruce's work and understanding sort of what was going on. I just really loved the nature of how he was telling a narrative in one image. You know, you got one image to tell this story. How did it actually work? So, you know, so for me, you know, those couple of photographers are probably the real key ones for me. I find them very inspiring. I can go back and look through Bruce's photos, you know, all day long. I just think they're brilliant.
Yes, I'm a sometime photojournalist myself. Never worked for The Age, but one thing I did notice about The Age, because I'm a newspaper junkie, is their photographers really tried. Even in the business section, the photos supplied in the business section even were quite arty. They really took it seriously.
Yeah, I think so. And I think the real inspiration about looking back at some of these images that have been taken, you know, a little while ago, I guess they're real, you know, what I would say was newspaper men. You know, they've earned their craft. You know, they've worked on it from a very young age, and they take it extremely seriously, and it's essentially, you know, it's arrive at a job and then grab an image and tell this story in one picture.
Yeah.
And how do you actually grab that and you do that quickly and captivate an audience, and then, you know, not only do it for the one day but keep batting up day after day after day and getting it right and trying to make sure that the audience actually has something that they can visualize that goes with the words that the journalist is putting together. It's a very talented thing, I really think, when you start to look at it properly.
Yeah, it certainly is an art in itself. And speaking of art, what sort of major fields of photography do you really enjoy doing nowadays?
The portrait piece is a great thing. I do really enjoy that when I can do it. And so the chance to do that with EPC has been a great thing because, I get a chance to meet new people And again, you sort of arrive fairly quickly to be able to do that. So portrait photography is a great one. I love it. And I'm really keen on trying to sort of establish my own studio for my own personal work. But I guess the other two key pieces of interest for me would be the travel. So I love travel photography. I love to be able to get out and see new things. And probably more a little bit more recently in the travel space has been a bit of the wildlife space.
Yeah.
So trying to, trips into Canada has been one sort of fairly recently, photographing black and grizzly bears and whales and American bald eagles. And so those things are, you never know what you're going to get with one day. It's, it's wildlife. You might go a whole day and see nothing, and then the next second you might be right in the middle of it. And it just takes your breath away when you think, here we are, and we're in a boat, and we're looking out, and here's some bears that are actually just sitting on the shore.
Yeah.
And the sound of them sort of munching on grass and sort of looking at you, and you think, there's no one else around here. This is just magic nature at its finest. Can't beat it.
This year with the COVID lockdown, it would have been hard for you in that field.
Oh, definitely. I look back at the last trip and think, oh, gee, I really wish I could be out there doing it. I've probably gone now for, more than 12 months, haven't had a holiday, been working at home. And so others have been doing this far, far tougher than I have. I have a good life, a happy family, and everyone's safe and well. So I have to be blessed for that. But gee, I'd really like to get out and go and exercise. What was those things that we were doing before?
Yeah.
So hopefully in time they'll come back. We'll be able to get about. But now I guess for me, I'll have to settle with maybe some Australian white ibises at the local Gels Park or
the
or,
bin chickens.
Whatever else I can find.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
This is the Eastern Palliative Care Show, and I'm having a chat with Tim, who is what they call a smile maker. Tim, when I first came across that term, it took me a while to figure out, oh, that's me, that's a photographer. Yeah, I suppose that's part of the whole deal, isn't it? We're trying to make memories and stick with an occasion and make people smile and reminisce.
Yeah, I think so, Greg. I think, the way I tend to sort of see this as a program is, trying to almost form a bit of an escape. There's a whole lot of things that go on for some of our clients in their day-to-day, just their survival and how they're dealing with their family issues. And so sometimes, if you can come in and offer a smile and then be able to give someone some respite to what's going on, they don't have to think about anything else and try and make it a bit of fun, get away from what's normally going on. It can be a real blessing for people. And then, of course, the memories they're made. You've brought people together. You've given them a chance to be able to capture this moment. So then later on, there's a chance to look back at this and see, oh, on that day, that was really great. We did something different.
Yeah.
We enjoyed ourselves. So, it's an important thing. Photography is a great way of being able to do that.
Now, you've talked about your journey through from the age of 7 with an old film camera and gradually working your way through cameras and then finding your own sort of comfort place with travel photography and portraiture. But how did you get to Eastern Palliative Care?
Well, I guess my journey to EPC sort of started with, my wife actually started doing a biography program a little while ago. And
yep.
So, she works in the health space as a social worker. And so she saw this as being a great opportunity for her to, to be able to capture a story and pop it down. And at a point I remember saying to her, it'd be a great idea to actually put a great photo with her, that should be good. And so things sort of just quietened off for a little while, and she continued to do that work, and now she actually works for EPC as a professional social worker, and so she doesn't do the biography program so much now. But I guess across the last few years, I've probably had the fortune, misfortune, I should say, to have lost a younger person in our family.
Yeah.
And so that younger person, I guess, gave me this chance, and I'd photographed, this young person all the way through his life, and I had a phenomenal amount of images, which was great. It was just, family stuff, and so I was able to be in the background just doing all the things that he would normally be doing, the first catches up with friends and family, and then also off into sport and quite a key sports person. And so towards the end part of his life, then we had this chance to know that this was happening. And so we were able to get together very closely as a family, and to have that opportunity to photograph him and put all those things together, and then at the end capture it into a book.
Yeah.
And so this book, this book is quite simple, but it represents a life. And so I didn't realize the power that book actually had. You know, when I look back and I see my parents now, and my parents have this book and it's sitting there, and it's on the front, it's on a front sort of step, so everyone sees it when they come into their house.
Yeah.
And so now for them, it's one of these ones where life goes on, and it's a case of being able to open that book fondly, look at it and go, oh, that was a great time when we did this. Oh, remember that. Oh, this was good. Yeah. And so you look at that and you think, oh, that's powerful. You know, when it's actually used that way, it's extremely powerful. And you think, ah, blessed to have had this gift and this opportunity to have been able to have done it. And so then when I look at that now, there was this opportunity to open up in EPC to do this. And I think, wow, if everyone could get the chance to have experienced only the part of what I've had, then I think that must be a brilliant thing. So that was it. That was a stepping stone. And I jumped in. I did the training. I went through the training. I enjoyed it. And then started off into the first client, and through now to many of them sitting sort of behind, and lots of stories to tell about what that means. And so I guess, it starts off as a sensitive sort of part of the story, but then it opens up into something that I can look at now and go, yeah, that's great. These are not images that are just sitting on a floppy drive somewhere. They're not sitting,
yeah,
just printed and just in the cupboard. You know, they're out and about. And, I really do, from the stories I hear, people get value out of it. And later on you see them and you think, it's a great thing.
Yeah.
So
how long have you been doing this with EPC?
For about 12 months or so now,
yeah,
I think is the time. So probably a little longer. The COVID thing has changed things around for us, unfortunately. So we've missed out on time as a result of COVID, which is a real shame. That's taken things away from us all.
Yeah.
But hopefully this will open back up again, and shortly we'll all be getting back into being able to do these things and be about working in that space again.
This is the Eastern Palliative Care Show on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, talking with photographer Tim, or Smile Maker, as EPC call them. And Tim, when you're booked in to take a photo of an EPC client, you're going in cold, unlike the biographers who've already seen these clients numerous times and got their life history and really know the person. You're walking through that door with very little information and expectation. So how do you deal with that?
Yeah, Greg, it's a really interesting sort of point. It's almost like a bit of a sliding door moment sometimes. You get the chance, the opportunity to make the phone call first.
Yeah.
Try and understand as much as you possibly can, and that sort of hones your skills on how to actually, be on the phone. And even for that, you're not sure. You make that phone call and you don't know what's going on in the person's day.
Yeah.
Are they well? Are they having a bit of a setback today, or are they in great spirits? And so you're constantly trying to sort of navigate your way through that. But, as long as you have, the right spirit and some empathy, then, you can do it, and you have some confidence, and you start a conversation. And if you can talk with people and you can begin to get their trust, then all of a sudden you start to build this rapport. And so that's my part to sort of make a start. I try and explore and understand a bit more about who they are as a person, their backgrounds, their family.
Yeah.
And then try to sort of work out, well, from that, how could we wrap a story around it? What might it look like? What might be the right venue? Sometimes our clients aren't able to move about. They might have some mobility-based issues. Other times they're actually looking absolutely strong and as good as can be. Other times less so much. So I guess you just try and understand those things, and you try and sort of work it out. And then if you're able to then create the plan, then all of a sudden you're on your way, and you're out to the venue or to the place, and you walk in through the door, and all of a sudden it's, what am I going to be doing? How's it going to be working? And so there's this absolute, or for me anyway, if I speak from my own personal experience, there's this absolute nervousness and apprehension about walking into this door going, what am I going to see? How does it work?
Yeah,
I've only got one chance and I've got to capture these images, you know. And it is that, you know, in some cases, extremely time sensitive, you know.
I've
had the examples here where I've needed to, you know, I've had the phone call and, you know, in 6 hours I'm at a hospital and we're doing a wedding and we shoot the wedding.
Wow.
And those images are the ones that need to be captured. You've only got the one chance to do it. And, you know, in some of these examples that I've had, unfortunately, you know, the person's only then just got a chance to see the images before they've passed away.
Yeah.
So that there isn't a chance to muck it up. You've got to be on your game. You've got to be able to understand technically what to do. But most importantly, you've got to have the empathy. You've got to try and still make it fun. You've still got to understand the seriousness of what's going on for these people and then still be able to try and capture something that for others, you know, this is the piece that's important for them. And for our clients, you know, they want to see these images too. They want to see them. They want to understand them and go, are they captured? I'm going to be remembered. I'm going to be thought about. You know, I'm part of this with my family.
Yeah.
So to be able to do that it's an amazing thing. But yet you can walk through a door and you're not sure. You know, I've had examples where I've walked through the door and there's, you know, 12 people on the other side and we've got a small room. Okay, how are we all going to fit inside here? So, you know, technically you're taking lots of different pieces of equipment. I tend to have quite a bit in my car, but then I'll be thinking about what do I need to bring in, just quite minimalist, so that I don't sort of overwhelm people. You know, you have some professional equipment and it can look a bit scary. You know, I don't like to be on the other side of the camera. I'm the one who likes to be on the taking the camera side. So, you know, I can only imagine for everybody else when they see some decent sort of cameras that they get a bit fearful for it. So even that is a case of trying to, you know, get people to be comfortable about what's going on.
Two very special words in that, empathy and comfort. Because when you take a photo, the goal is to capture that person's personality so that that photo represents them really well. And you've only got a very short time to figure that out and run with how to take a photo that captures that person that the family will understand.
Yeah, and so I think, Greg, the really big part about it is trying to actually get that, you know, try to get that rapport up fairly quickly, and then try and engage people to be in it. And people don't always like to have their photo taken, so... You know, it is a bit of a challenge, and then trying to get people to relax and to be able to get them to feel comfortable. So, you know, I've tried through my parts on this is to understand a bit about who they are and what they do, and so I try and make mine, you know, as fun as I possibly can. I'm mindful, as I said, you know, I'm empathetic towards what's going on. I understand the seriousness of the situation.
Yeah.
But if I can provide some relief, then I'm just going to try and do that as much as I can. So, you know, I've had some cases with some families where they've been mad football fanatics. And so I've said, right, how about we do this? Everyone get their jerseys on, you know?
Yeah.
And if you support one particular club, let's get the jerseys on. Let's get the footballs out. Let's take the images that way. We'll do some serious ones too, and we can swap the clothes and we can make that happen. And first off, and the first reactions I've got to is, oh, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, out they come. And then as soon as they do, the mood changes and everything's light because it's a connection with what they do all the time.
Yeah.
And so then all of a sudden, the images, they speak volumes. And so trying to actually get that narrative into it, younger families, you know, kids in sport, set up a cricket match one day, tried to make that happen.
Yeah.
And so the client's actually on the cricket bat. All the fielders, the wicketkeepers are all the family. Had such a lot of fun. Try to make it fun. They remember the fun part about what's going on.
Yeah.
They're going to have some sadness in their life. There's no question about it. How can we actually escape from that for the moment to capture the image that later on, when they all look back, when it's on the wall or it's in the book, that they go, oh, that was such a good day. And that's what I aim for. That's my gift to the way in which I see it. So, you know, I think it's an important part about trying to build that. And so, you know, when it comes to these bits about the equipment, yes, you know, how does that work? As I say, I tend to bring a few things along, but I'll leave them in the car to start off with, and then I'll try and work out what's happening. In a couple of situations I've had before, I've set up the quick little impromptu studio inside a house,
yeah,
and then done the portraits with the studio lights. And people have felt really comfortable with it. They've, you know, the whole family's got together and helped set it all up, and then, you know, they've engaged into it, and then all of a sudden we've got these great portraits, and you look at them later and you think, I think that dad that did actually really truly represent this particular family. It was right and it was appropriate.
Yeah.
Not for all, but for some. And so you just try and work out very quickly in that phone call, who are they? What do they do? What's their life story? And how do we capture it in an image? And go back to that sort of thinking like the newspaper. I've got one chance to do it. How do I capture it? What do I do?
That gives them a chance to have images that are actually a celebration.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that's the most important part. As I say, it's, you know, there's going to be sadness. There's no question about it. That comes with this. You know, we lose someone in our life that's important to us, and it's sad. But we also want to be able to remember the nice things. So, you know, along that way, you know, I'll try to mix these up, and I'll try to I'll get the fun ones, the football, the cricket, you know, the other gatherings. I'll try and do those, and then I'll also try and make sure that I have that great portrait. That, you know, if at the funeral that we need to have that photo at the front, that we've got one.
Yeah.
And not everyone has them, and so trying just to be a bit maybe a little sneaky, just to grab that portrait one that you want.
Mm.
You know, that you know that later on there'll be a choice. You know, if they want to use it, then they've got it. So
yeah.
You think, well, this is a nice thing to be able to do. I'd hate for that chance where people miss the opportunity to be able to have that. So, but Greg, another really great thing that I had a chance to be a part of through EPC was I had one of my clients who hadn't got together with their family for a long time, and it was a sad story. And so, but there was this whole piece of joyous bit where in one phone call we said, why don't we try?
Mm.
And so there was a time, it was a window opened up, and there was this chance to actually get this whole family together that had never been together before.
Yeah.
55 of them in one image.
Wow.
Went to a park, and it was pouring. The whole day it had poured down with rain, and I was thinking, there's only this one chance to do it. And I don't know how this worked, but for 15 minutes it stopped, and
yeah.
For 15 minutes we shot, I don't know, probably the best part of about 60 or 80 images, and there's this whole family together.
Yeah.
And you think, it's a great thing. Like, how can you not get, you know, goosebumps about that when you're doing this work? You think,
yeah.
It's worth the time sitting behind the computer to get these images right. It's worth the time being apprehensive and nervous about trying to do it. But more than ever, you know, you've had this chance to experience all these other people that come into your life. It's brilliant. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Fantastic stuff, Tim. This is the Eastern Palliative Care Show, and I'm talking with photographer Tim, who is a smile maker with EPC. Tim, when you book into go to an EPC client, you never really know. As you said, it's the sliding door moment. You're not really sure what you're going to walk into, and you do only have that one chance to take the photos. So how do you deal with the different moods or feelings that people may be in when you walk into that place?
Yeah, Greg, I guess for me, the way I tend to do it is I tend to just use my own personality and try and just walk in. I'm sensitive to the needs that are going on. I'm certainly empathetic to what's happening.
Yeah.
Still understand, as I say, as I mentioned before, sort of the seriousness about what's going on. But then I just try and get the relaxed moments going straight away. So I don't start with equipment. I just tend to walk in, leave myself to the side, and I just try and build that rapport really, really quickly.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, I think I get that chance to understand, you know, how our people are feeling. So sometimes we might find people are feeling a bit down today. We try and lighten that moment up a little bit if we possibly can. But they may also be feeling particularly unwell. So how do we try and make sure that people can remain comfortable in the way in which we do this? So, you know, it's important to realise that as a photographer, you know, we're only sort of a bit of a vehicle to be able to capture something. You know, when I go into it, it's not about me. It's all about our client. It's got nothing to do with me. So I'm the least important person in the room. And so our client's the most important person. So if all of a sudden we can get that rapport going and we can get some comfort, I've noticed the strength of character, which is the bit that most inspires me out of all of this, is that where clients may not be feeling very well, but they really, really want to do this for their family. And so I often, to my clients, will have a little whisper in their ear and say, look, I reckon your family are all really, you know, they're really wanting this stuff to all happen. But
yeah.
If you're feeling tired and you're not well, then you just give me the word and I'll make the excuse and this is all over. as long as you feel comfortable. And I think when we do that, all of a sudden we get our people going, yep, they get it. They understand. I feel a connection. And so then when that connection comes about, then the images start to roll straight after that.
Yeah.
And so I think we then try to get the series of the candid ones that actually capture that inner person. And I'll tend to talk a lot during those images. So all of a sudden then the camera's gone off and I've got the image that I'm after.
Yeah.
We'll set up the formal ones because, you know, they're always important. But if we can try and mix that formal part up with just getting family around where it's lighthearted, like the football one, for example, or the cricket one or something, I think more people feel more comfortable with it and they get those images that they're looking for. And sometimes they don't know what they're looking for.
Yeah.
But the one thing that they do want is that they want to be a part of something and they want to be in something that's actually capturing this moment. And I think when we make it fun, you know, as much as we can in this sort of serious time, the result comes out at the end. And I don't know, there's a bit of a magic about it. I'm not quite sure how to put my finger on it, sort of. Exactly, I guess. But for me, I think it's about the way in which we go about it and just understanding completely that our client's the most important person. That's it. So it's their special day. My piece when I arrive is just to give them a gift, and the gift is an image or two or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
And hopefully we capture that right moment and we get the sparkle that we're looking for and that they're happy and everyone else is.
And once the photos are done, they're given to the biographer, are they, to go in the book?
In a few instances, the images have been used in biographer pieces of work. And then other times, they're just they're a series of images that have been just given to the client. Because the client may not actually go forward and do the biography. There's a whole range of, like you've probably been speaking with others through EPC, there's a whole range of other sort of volunteer and professional services that go on. So this is just sort of one part. Sometimes they complement and it's kind of nice then to have your image that you've taken, you know, a portrait or something sitting on the front cover of their biography, which is kind of cool. But other times they're just a separate release of images that are given for the family to do with whatever they choose. You know?
And then as I understand it, once that's all been done, all the images on your hard drives and cameras and everything get deleted.
Yeah, they do. It's the family's or the client's images. They're not mine. And as I say, you know, the client's the one who's the most important. So, you know, in my mind, I walk into this with my eyes wide open. And the reason I do it is it is my gift to them. You know, here it is.
Yeah.
These images will not appear anywhere else. This is your image. You choose to do with it what you will. I just helped you get it. That's all.
Fantastic stuff. All right, for those listeners who are interested in what EPC does, they do have a website. It's epc.asn.au. You can find out all about EPC there. You can also, they've got a volunteers page, which talks about the different volunteer roles with EPC and contact details and all that sort of thing. Thank you very much, Tim, for your work. It's very, very important in the whole scheme of things with EPC and the clients, you know, just the thrill they have when they do get that body of work that is just theirs.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks for your time today. It's been enjoyable having a chat with you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, that was Tim from EPC, a smile maker. This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1.